Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, everyone. It is Dixie, and welcome to the Two Chicks podcast. It's just me. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about everything. The past couple weeks have been insane, so it's all kind of coming together now. I'll just do an overview of my week last week because I just want you guys to know that if I'm not on social media, it's not because I don't want to. I just literally have zero time. Okay. So Monday of last week, I started off filming my YouTube show that I do. I filmed two episodes of that and did a live performance that's going to go in one of the videos, maybe. That we did from 9 a.m. till I think like 6 we finished. I don't know. So my YouTube show, The Dixie D'Amelio Show, tons of episodes already out. But yeah, I record all in 2 days. And so Tuesday I did 4 more episodes, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Crazy day. And then I had a fitting after for the MTV Awards and the Billboard Awards, which I'm very excited for that. Then I had an event the next day. I had an event where I showed all my new songs coming out to Spotify, Apple, and TikTok people and just show them all my music, which was really fun and exciting. And I got to show everyone. And then Thursday, I had a music video creative call. And then I had a 2-hour interview. And then I had Glam for the MTV Awards, and then the MTV Awards, and then I did an IG Live, and then I did a YouTube Live, and then my song dropped, and then I went to dinner, and then Friday, I had a fitting in the morning, and then I had Glam, and then I filmed for our Hulu show. Oh, I had a Zoom with some of you guys, and then I had a film. And then I went to Chase's birthday dinner and I left early because I was exhausted. So that's a little look into 1 week of my life. I definitely, after last week, decided maybe it's a good idea to start vlogging because people are probably interested to see all that I do. And even though we have the show coming out, it doesn't really show all the BTS and every single thing I'm doing. Like some get ready with me's for some days would be cool. So yeah, I've been very tired. I usually run myself until I get sick, so I'm a little sick right now. I have a little cold, which is fine. But yeah, this week is super busy as well, and I'm just excited. Working on a lot of music. Fuckboy dropped, which I'm super excited about. I am just excited to keep going. I love Fuckboy, and I love that Olivia gave me the opportunity to sing this song and release it, and I just want to keep doing what I'm doing. I want to keep improving and sharing what I do with the world.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Releasing a song is definitely very emotional. It comes with a lot of overthinking. What are people going to say? Do people like this? Oh, everyone hates it. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to cry. I'm so happy. That's kind of all the emotions going through my mind when a song is releasing. I definitely just want to have a bigger part in the whole process. I want to be the creative mind behind everything, and I think that's what I'll start doing and continue doing moving forward. I am given some amazing songs that I've just become obsessed with and want to release, but then there are songs that I have written that I'm excited to release, and it's going to be a fun year. I'm trying to do one song a month and working on performing and just working on my confidence when performing, and I feel like it'll be all very good. What I've been trying to do to work on my confidence is just, I realized, like, if someone hasn't met me before, then this is their first impression, and I could be the most open person ever, and they wouldn't know if I wasn't. So I might as well just, like, be open in how I am when I get comfortable with someone, when I just meet them. And it's helped a lot. I mean, it does take some time because I am very shy and closed off, but I've gotten better at just opening up and being more confident. And I'm also going into movement classes so I don't look stupid when I dance. So basically what a movement class is it's not dancing per se, it's just like what to do with your body, just moving, and do it in a way where it's not awkward and it's comfortable for the person. And yeah, so I'm excited to do that and show what I learned. I have not started yet, but I'm going to. So that's basically all the music stuff going on right now. It's very crazy and I'm just excited. I want to keep putting music out. I just want to keep going. Second, Social Tourist is dropping May 20th. This, Charlie and I talked about a lot. Well, actually, you guys haven't even seen when we talked about it because it's not out yet, but I feel like I'm talking about it all the time. I'm so excited. This brand means so much to me. Getting to kind of follow my dad's footsteps is also so cool. I love being able to learn from him and do what he does and also just like work together. It's so cool. And the first drop is the brand drop. So it's obviously all the branded sweats, and then we're going to go more into clothing, and there's a new drop every 4 weeks. This isn't an ad. I'm just talking about it because I'm excited. But yeah, it's going to be really cool, and I'm super excited for you guys all to see May 20th. It drops. Charlie and I had a huge part in every single step, from colors, fabrics, and logos, designs, everything. So it's going to be super cool. Yeah, so that's coming up May 20th. Song drop. Also, feel like I've been talking about this a lot. The docuseries my family and I have been doing, it's been crazy, but I'm super excited to finally announce. We just showed the first trailer on the MTV Unscripted Awards, and that was scary, but also a lot of fun. I feel like the feedback has been pretty good. I think even people who don't like us are saying it looks interesting, so it'll be fun. Oh my God, wait. Okay, I'm getting completely off topic. So everyone knows that I did the Be Happy sweatshirts where I photoshopped the sweatshirt on myself, and it was obviously really bad photoshopped and it got posted a lot, whatever. It was funny. I did it again for the fuckboy merch, and it got posted on Twitter and everyone was like, oh my God, is she serious? Like, it's obviously photoshopped. Like, you guys are doing exactly what I want. It's so funny because people who are trying to hate just like fall into the trap of my marketing strategies. I know it was really bad. I did it in Snapchat. I do not think of myself as a graphic designer, even though that was my Instagram job for a little bit. But I just like, why does everything have to be so serious? Just have fun. I also don't have my merch yet because it was a fast turnaround, so I didn't get it in time. But buy my merch if you want. Obviously, it says fuck on it, so if you can't wear it around, don't. And don't get in trouble by your parents for wearing the shirt. Some other big things we have going on. I've just been talking a lot more, which I don't love, but I've also been trying to change my voice so it's not as annoying. obviously, you guys know that there are a bunch of videos making fun of my voice, and I understand I'm very monotoned, and it's really annoying, and I've never really noticed it until it was called out. So I'm trying to talk better, I guess. Just more with a smile. I feel like it helps. But if it's still annoying, let me know, or I'll just shut up forever. No, I'm kidding. I feel like that's one of those things. My voice was just lazy. And I used to not talk like that. And I think I just got really lazy and didn't care. So that's why I started talking like that. You know what I'm talking about. So yeah, that's one of the changes I'm doing. Also just like working on being more confident. I talked about this on live on TikTok the other day. It's just important. We all are confident, and it's very hard to get to that point sometimes, but it's something you need to work on every day and just love ourselves, and it'll be fun. Since Charlie and I already started working with Hollister last year, when we started talking about social tourists and doing a brand together, it just all kind of worked out. It was perfect. I mean, our audience, we felt like, are the kids and teens who shop at Hollister and who would want to shop at Hollister. I mean, I shop at Hollister. I did when I was like our general audience's age. So I felt like it would be cool. And being able to collaborate with a brand like that is insane. And I'm just happy about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So my dad, if you don't know, is in the clothing business. And he designed apparel, sells clothes and all that stuff. So getting able to work with him and him like putting his input, and I really trust everything he says because he's almost never wrong when he gives advice. It's just been super fun and very comforting to have family in a meeting. I don't know what I can talk about in the docuseries, but it is interesting. And there's a lot of stuff that might have happened online that we never talked about and only talked about in the show. So I feel like we're going to address a lot of things. And it's we've been filming for so long, I kind of forget what I've talked about, but there definitely are times where I showed my true emotions on the show where I wasn't showing that online. I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely nervous to get feedback. I hope people don't break it apart and just try to look for the negative things. I hope they take it as a whole. But besides that, it's going to be good, I think. I've definitely gotten a lot of heat for not writing all of my songs. And I feel like it was just a process. It's a learning thing. And I didn't know I could do that. I didn't even know that was an option. So now being able to be a big part of the writing is a lot of fun. I get to get my feelings out there. I feel so much more connected to the songs, and I feel like they mean a lot more. So it's going to be a nice transition. It's definitely going to be harder to take criticism when it's my full work that I'm putting into it, but I do think it will be fun. I definitely want to do more covers. I just literally don't have time to do the fun little extra activities I want. But I want to. Anytime I'm home or like up late, I'm always on the piano just like playing around. Anytime I'm by myself, I just play on the piano and try to learn songs. It's really fun. I just don't have enough time to put into it, which sucks. But I'm just super excited for everything coming up, and I hope you guys bear with me a little bit because since I haven't been on social media that much. I finally did the BFFs podcast, which I know I was getting threatened. And I'm sorry I called Dave short. He's not that short, guys. He's 5'10". Stop bullying him. So I went and did the podcast, and then I go on live, and I literally said that Josh and I were in a fight, which wasn't true at all. I literally have no idea why I said that, and I'm still confused. I think I just spaced out and was talking. This is why I can't talk, because sometimes I just say things and that just aren't, like, it just wasn't even close to true. We were never in a fight. I don't know. That really stressed me out, and I was scared that someone was going to post it and be like, oh my gosh, looks like there's tea. But no, there's none. Josh and I are friends-ish. I don't know. We talk on occasion, when it happens. I feel like Josh is the most neutral person. He's not really in drama. I mean, he obviously talks about drama, but he's just very neutral. I don't know anyone who really has a problem with him. Maybe used to, but I feel like... Actually, no, I'm just kidding. He's in the middle of everything. No, for me, he's very neutral. I have no problem with him, but we're also not like friends, besties, you know? But yeah, on the podcast, we talked a little about my fuckboy scale and where people were on the scale from... I think this is going to come out after their podcast. So every time I talk, I'm like, okay, how can that be taken wrong? So I just try to think of everything I said. I mean, people might go after what I said about Griffin being a fuckboy, but like he was. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I literally don't care. Noah's not a fuckboy. I think I called Jake Paul a fuckboy, but I don't really know much about his love life. Like, I just don't pay attention to anyone else, really, and their personal stuff. I'd rather them, if they want to talk to me about it, talk to me about it. If I don't know you, I don't want to get in your business, because that's weird to get in someone's personal business like that. So basically, if you guys watched the BFFs podcast, we did like a fuckboy scale. So it went from Noah Beck to fuckboy, and we had to rate them in between. I think I was pretty honest. I forget sometimes also. And I don't really, yeah, I just don't talk to people. I don't really get in their business. So I don't know how much of a fuckboy they are. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Two Chicks, but only one chick is here. All my socials are Dixie D'Amelio. I think Snapchat is Dixie-D'Amelio. Go stream fuckboy. Have a fantastic day. I love you all so much. I'll be around on the internet. So bye.
Two Chicks comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Bye!